All right. Turned into a news channel lately, but that's okay. I got to do the honest reporting from the greatest drunken news anchor of all time, Michael Garza. 4-3. Okay, anyway. So, hello, one and all you butt boys and all you brony warriors. It is I, your cult follower, your cult leader, Michael Garza. And I'm here to tell you, my brony warriors, that the Silicon Valley Bank collapse is all your fault, as is everything. And I do blame you, the loyal listener, for everything wrong in the world, typically. Now, so the Silicon Valley Bank collapse, it was a fascinating one. It sucked that it happened. It really did. Do I think it could have been preventable? Sure. I think if you raise interest rates too quickly, you don't give everybody a chance to take a breath. And it's kind of a big deal, you know, a lot of the time. And, yeah. So let's read this article real quick. So this article is about the latest on the Silicon Valley Bank collapse. This is a CNN Business article. And let's kind of read it off real fast. Let's kind of look over. It says, newly appointed Silicon Valley Bridge Bank CEO Tim Mayopoulos asked customers to return some of their funds into the bank if you, your portfolio companies, or your firm moved funds within the past week, please consider moving some of them back as part of a secure deposit diversification strategy. We are also open for business for any new customers. We are actively opening new accounts of all sizes and making new loans. Really? Hell no. If I took money out already, nope, not putting it back in. You're sorry ass. Mayopoulos replaced former CEO Greg Becker on Monday following the bank's collapse that triggered widespread concerns about how the tumult could spread to other regional banks. Customers rushed to yank their money out of the bank after Becker and his team revealed a bid to raise $2.25 billion in capital, as well as $21 billion in asset sales last week, sparking anger among employees and helping pave the way for Silicon Valley Bank's downfall. The CEO also reassured customers that the depositors have access to their funds and that all deposits are protected by the FDIC, echoing his message from the day before. We recognize the past few days have been extremely challenging time. We are grateful for the patience, he wrote. Okay, let's see here. And it does say the Securities and Exchange Commission and the Justice Department are both in the early stages of their investigation into the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank. According to sources familiar with the matter, both federal agencies are looking into the bank's failure and the actions by senior executives in the lead up to the decision by federal regulators to shutter the lender last week, one of the sources said. Either way, here's the thing. I think this guy looks like he's scheming up something. I don't know. So here's what I think, personally. I think the whole Silicon Valley Bank thing, I think they gave out too many loans, to be quite honest. They did a lot of stupid things. When you give a whole bunch of tech startups that are unknowns too much money, there's a chance that you may not get paid back. Really, I think you're taking a lot of risks when you loan out money to startups. I mean, the same could be said when you loan out money to people to get a house through a mortgage. But then again, the risk is mitigated by the fact the bank can take the house at any point if you fail to make the payments. So, I mean, as I always say, the house is actually the bank's until you can pay off the mortgage. So, unless you always have a stable source of income always coming in to pay off your mortgage, you'll be fine. But the goal is to use as much of my assets as I can to do that. But, yeah, it's fun shit.
It's crazy shit, though, at the end of the day.
Well, hopefully this has been educational for y'all. I really do think that what we're witnessing with the whole Silicon Valley Bank collapse is we're looking at, first off, pure irresponsibility. That's just one thing to consider with throughout all this. And what you're seeing is just pure mismanagement at its finest. I can't really say that I'm surprised by any of this. You know, the more I look into it, the more I realize that you're going to see 2008 happen all over again. I think that too many banks are doing too many stupid things. And the problem is a bank run like what happened with Silicon Valley Bank could technically happen to any bank. But it's like most banks are a little more responsible with how they manage money. I do like U.S. Bank and Bank of America. While I still think that they're kind of shitty, I still think that they manage their money far better than half the banks out there. So it's like, at least it's my humble opinion right there. But anyway, I mean, I don't know what else to say. It's a surprising time. Michael Saylor. I think Michael Saylor is the reason. My personal opinion, this is just opinion, there's no facts, is that Michael Saylor decided to take out a fat loan for Bitcoin. Never paid the money back. Damn you, Michael Saylor. Not cool. Anyway, later, everybody. Yee-hee. Yee-hoo. Ooh.